So, Basha, the UN report found that some life forms are disappearing hundreds of times faster than they have during the last 10 million years. What does this mean for the diversity of life on our planet in just the near future?
Well, it was quite a horrific report to read because what it found was that so many of the ecosystems that we rely upon, you know, nature provides our clean air, our food, our stable climate, provides the water we rely on, are in such rapid decline, and that very shortly we will start feeling the consequences of this. And, you know, here in Australia, we're somewhat familiar with seeing some of these signs. We've seen what's happened on the Murray-Darling with the million fish that have died. We've seen what's happened on the Great Barrier Reef with the back-to-back bleaching.
Well, changes in land and sea use were named as some of the factors destroying the environment, and changes in the land and sea use are often carried out in security and military operations. Do countries throughout the world need to focus on finding more sustainable ways to maintain national security?
Well, look, that's one of the places where it can happen, but one of the things that we look at here in Australia when we talk about changes to land use is, of course, habitat loss. And this is something that you might be familiar with in New South Wales because of the major habitat loss that's happening in New South Wales for the koala, for example, that's becoming increasingly vulnerable. And habitat loss is driven by multiple factors, from agriculture to property development to mining. So that's something we do really need to look at, is where we have really critical, vital habitats for these species, we need to make sure that we leave them somewhere to live.
Well, with the federal election just around the corner, what should voters be demanding from the Australian government in terms of addressing the significant risk to our planet outlined in this report?
Well, there's a couple of things that we really need to see happen from the next government. One of those is that in the last terms of governments, we've seen the environment budget, the federal environment budget, cut by 38%, which is quite a drastic shortfall. And so we need to see a reinvestment in nature and in environment protection here in Australia. And so we need to see commitments from parties to say, yes, we're going to put money back. And we have seen some really bold and commitments from the Greens. We've seen the Labor Party come through with some serious commitments. The Coalition, unfortunately, hasn't put up a lot of money to cover that shortfall. The goal of our federal environment laws. So these laws are clearly failing when it comes to protecting our natural world. Australia has one of the highest extinction rates in the world when it comes to our wildlife. And so we really need to turn that around. And one of the first things we can do is overhaul those federal environment laws. And this is something that the Greens and the Labor Party have both committed to. The final thing that I'll just mention is that one of the things that's going to happen in just over a year is that global leaders are going to come together at a UN summit that's going to be focused on biodiversity. And what we really want to be seeing there is that Australia is going to be playing a leading role in that summit and saying, look, we do need to turn this around and let's set really strong global targets, much like we've seen happen on climate change in Paris.
But can we really expect global leaders to really come to much of an agreement, though?
Well, I think we've seen it before. We saw it happen on climate change, and I think so there are signs that it can be done again when it comes to biodiversity, because, of course, these two problems are very closely interlinked. Climate change and biodiversity protection are, you know, climate change is named as something that's a significant driver of biodiversity loss, but at the same time, when we protect our biodiversity, it's what helps provide us with a stable climate.
Well, if you've just joined us on The Daily this morning, we're speaking with Basha Stasek, Nature Program Manager at the Australian Conservation Foundation, about a UN report released this week warning of mass extinctions due to environmental destruction. So, Basha, the report called for transformative change, particularly in the way that we as humans produce and consume food. Now, what changes can we be making in our personal eating habits that could help conserve the environment?
Well, there's a number of different things that we can do, but I think one of the things when we talk about transformative change is that it is really very much change from the top. So how do we change to a more sustainable forms of agriculture to really ensure that we protect, like we mentioned, sort of critical habitats for species, and really the change has to come from that top part, because it is a holistic change that we need to do. So there's absolutely things that people can do locally, but with an election on right now, one of the things we also need to be seeing is action from our federal government.
Well, the report appears to be one of the strongest indications that we're simply just not going to survive if we're going to fail to act. What would you say to someone who feels like we've reached a point where maybe it's even impossible to even minimize the damage to our planet?
One of the things that's really wonderful about our natural world is that it is very resilient, and we can turn this around. And that was one of the bright sides of the report, is it did talk about the fact that this can be restored, this can be turned around. We're the ones causing it, and if we act, then it is entirely possible to bring these species back from the brink.
So hopefully we can all get our act together, because it doesn't sound like we've got much time at all left.
Not a lot of time, but enough time to do something. And I think that's the key thing, that it is possible.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Basha.
Thank you for having me.